Good morning, all. Well, I had a rough night sleeping last night. I had a really disturbing dream. I guess you could really call it a nightmare. Really, I'm not sure what it meant, but even during the dream, I was like thinking of the worst possible things that it could mean. I mean, I was like totally awake in the dream. There's no way I can control anything. It just happened on its own. And basically, I was just sitting there watching the whole thing as it transpired. I don't know how it could be ever interpreted as a positive thing, but when I woke up, boy, it just threw my whole morning completely off. But I kind of picked myself up and started moving along. Morning exercise went pretty good. I was running a little behind, but I made sure I didn't rush myself so I didn't get injured. I did pretty good. Weights are feeling very comfortable. This is a weight training morning, so after Friday I'm feeling very confident that my weights will be moved up and feeling pretty good. I mean, finally my weight has dropped. It's gone down 2 pounds since last week, so I guess I finally hit, I was on a plateau, and I plunged through it, and it's just nice to, you know, be able to see some physical progress. And then what was so funny yesterday morning, I did my belt on my shorts, and I go, man, that's tight. Man, I must have gained some weight. So I didn't pay any attention to it. I just loosened the belt loop up. And then as I started walking around, my pants were really loose, like they wanted to slide off. So I looked down, and I'm right in the middle of, you know, the notches. I'm just about ready to go down to the next notch, probably another week, if I can just, you know, make good, steady progress. Yesterday was a pretty fast day. Things went along at a very good pace, so I'm happy about that. I'm glad to be busy and keep the days moving, because I just can't stand to sit around at work and do nothing. That drives me literally insane. I did apply for a job this morning. I don't have high hopes that they would be interested, but I do have a solid background that should at least pique their interest. My biggest problem is I'm about 80 miles from the job, and that would require relocation, which I don't have a problem with. The question is this a long-term job or is it a temporary job? That's the big issue about everything right now, is everything's all temporary. Nobody's hiring full-time. So if they were to call or ask me for an interview, I'd at least go in and find out what the hell they got to offer and what's going on. Today, the hick shows back up at work. He's been on vacation for the past 5 days, so if I have to listen to him again. Obviously, I don't like him. And that's another good reason I want to get away from there, is to get away from him. But I ain't going to go anything negative about that. Get away from that. Back to positive stuff. My weight loss is going great. My exercise is going great. For all practical purposes, I have officially quit smoking, even though you're quote-unquote a smoker the rest of your life. There is no withdrawal symptoms. Even when I have a, have come across one of those trigger points, it only lasts a few minutes, and I basically just push it out of my mind and move on, find something to do, get my mind occupied, and it's gone. I don't go to places that sell the stuff, so that's one big help there. And I'm around no one that smokes. Nobody at work smokes, so I mean, that's another big plus. So there was a day the other day where I was around some people that smoked, and I'm glad I was still on the stuff, because I couldn't smell the smoke. I guess that chemical really does something to it, and it gets rid of the nicotine, won't allow it to affect you. So that's enough yakking. This is a long boo. So everybody have a very happy hump day. Get out there and make a difference and have fun.